The Ringel Gallery has a new exhibit coming up, opening August 28th and going through October 7th. There's a wonderful opening happening on the 31st with some special guests. In the studios is Liz Erlewine.
Hello.
Good to have you. Alice Wong is here.
Hello. Hi.
This is a wonderful collaboration. Tell us how this came about, Liz, and who all's involved.
This was a really unique project for Purdue University Galleries. It was a really organic team that came together. Local collector Erwei Dong had amassed a very nice collection of Chinese painting, primarily of his father's, but also his father's teachers, his students. And there was really a wealth of beautiful things that we thought our community could enjoy. So I was actually approached by Erwei and Alice about the possibility of exhibiting this work in the galleries. And so that's what got us going. Alice brought in a colleague over in visual performing arts, Kathy Evans. She's our visual resource librarian and an artist herself. So she immediately became part of the team. Then we roped in our art history professor, David Parrish. So he joined us as well. Our former gallery director, Craig Martin, was also instrumental in the beginning stages of the exhibition as well. And then we have Michael Hathaway, our assistant director with Purdue Galleries, and he has done a lot of exhibition preparation for the show. So it's really been a big team effort.
Alice, I know that there are all sorts of pieces in this in a small space, and it's a little bit of a journey. I know there are some very older pieces and some almost contemporary works. How's it been to sort of advise and put this all together?
Well, we just basically went through the collection of Mr. Dong Erwei, whose father has left him a wealth of paintings. Of course, those are, as Liz said, primarily his painting, but then there are also paintings from his teacher and from his colleagues, a very well-known Chinese artist and child prodigy who happened to be his student. So we have this wonderful collection of paintings. Eventually, we started documenting them, and Kathy Evans actually photographed more than 60 paintings. That's from our selected collection there. And then down from the 60-some paintings, we chose about 30 paintings to be exhibited in this show.
My guests are Liz Erlewine and Alice Wong, and I was at a meeting where you guys were working through all the pieces, and we spoke a little bit about a portrait that comes from an area that's got some sort of Turkish influence, Alice. And you were telling me a little bit that I was curious. It was an important painting then, and it sort of has a relation now, you know, and I think that's the beauty of art, that it really does imitate, life does imitate art.
It certainly does. We have this beautiful portrait of a dancer from northwestern part of China, which is known as Xinjiang to the Chinese, means a new territory. The name was given in the 18th century. This portrays a Uyghur dancer, and she's very attractive and so forth. And this artist, Ye Qianyu, who produced this work, was especially known for his portraits, figure paintings. In Chinese, that's how we call those. And he specializes in these very exotic dancers from India, from Xinjiang, from other minority groups in China. Here, we're just very fortunate to have one of his wonderful paintings from one of the best period of his career. So I look forward to it.
And the other aspect that I sort of took away was that there are some incredible drawings and paintings that depict agriculture. And I thought that really sort of speaks, we're a land grant school here, you know, there's
yes.
a big school of agriculture. And so this, again, is sort of art representing life, and it's sort of neat to have yet a different perspective.
Yes, this actually is going to be a very interesting exhibition for our students, agriculture majors or more wider cultures, especially for all the engineers, because many of the paintings will feature hydraulic power plant, irrigation systems, people working in the field, and all these very interesting subjects, scenes were captured by the artist during his time of working. Most of people would know when you go to Chinese literature or Chinese history classes, you will learn from the teachers about the disastrous events of this time. But then this is also a time when people are highly enthusiastic about putting forth their best effort to build up the country from the ground.
I'm excited. I've seen some of these, and I was curious, have these been on display before, or is this the first time that these paintings have been exhibited? Because they're just incredible.
This is really the first time that they've been exhibited this way in the order and the chronology that we're presenting them in the gallery. And they're really the first time that we're going to see them here in America. They have been on display in China back when the artist was still painting.
Well, it opens on the 28th, but there's a special reception on the 31st. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be around, and that's going to be exciting.
Well, this is a wonderful way to open the exhibition. So we will have a standard exhibition reception, which is free and open to the public. Everyone is encouraged to come out and see the show, enjoy some snacks, and mingle together. But to begin the event, we'll have some welcoming comments by our supporters. It is important to note that this project actually was funded through the Confucius Institute. We also received funding through the IAC, which is the Indiana Arts Commission, and we received funding from the College of Liberal Arts to support this project. And then we will be bringing in special guests from the Hana Museum of Art, and Alice will tell you a little bit about that.
Yes, we're very glad that director of Hana Museum of Art, whose name was Hua Jianguo, will join us for this. And actually, he's going to give an opening talk for 20 minutes in Chinese, but then it's going to be accompanied by PPT slide points that has both Chinese and English on it. So any English-speaking audience will be able to follow the talk.
Oh, that's exciting. That's coming up on the 31st at 5:30 at Ringel Gallery in Stewart Center. My guests are Liz Erlewine and Alice Wong. It's so nice to talk to you. We're looking forward to this. There's a special video online at WBAA.org. Where can folks find out more information? And I might even ask if you could say something to our international audience.
说中文的朋友，我们这次的画展是董一方先生的画展。那么我们特别请到了从河南来的河南美术馆的馆长华建国先生来给我们做一个开幕的演讲。这个演讲是中文的，欢迎大家来参加，谢谢。
And Purdue.edu/galleries, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's terrific.
And Facebook, and tag yourself, check it out. What are the hours now that school's getting underway? What are the hours for the Ringel Gallery?
Yeah, the Robert L. Ringel Gallery in Stewart Center is open from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. On Thursdays, we are actually open until 8 p.m., so that means 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you are in the community, afraid of finding parking on campus, join us on Thursday evenings.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.